You are listening to the WorshipWednesday.com podcast. Welcome, everybody, to WorshipWednesday.com podcast number 5. And I would say that this is a labor of love if it was a labor. This has just been a lot of fun meeting worship leaders throughout the country, throughout the world, if we include Brian Kim from South Korea. Brian Kim, by the way, has a new single out. If you go to iTunes and check out Krygen, K-R-Y-G-E-N, just to follow up with him, who it was the first artist that I interviewed that wasn't named me. So check that out and continue to check out the other artist profiles. Today, probably have, because he signed with Tate Music Group, I think has a distribution agreement with them, that, you know, he's probably the biggest artist so far on our little measly podcast so far. And he just had a release of an album he'll be talking about a little bit later called Freedom Calls. And I have a song that he's graciously allowed me to preview for you here on the podcast later called Offering. And I'll wonder, as you're listening to Offering, if you notice that, notwithstanding the fact that Aaron didn't put in his artist profile answers, that Maroon 5 was an influence. As soon as I heard that, I thought, wow, Maroon 5. And I love that style. That's absolutely complimentary. A great voice, great sound, and real interesting stuff. And I think you'll really like it. And I look forward to you listening. Some news in my own life. I'm working on that worship album that I've talked about before. I'm really excited. And working with Lance Fuchs from Rocky Peak Church. He also plays at my church, Lifehouse, in Northridge, California. And just real excited. And I can't wait for you to listen to it. But the latest exciting news is that if you wanted to listen to some of my music and you haven't really heard it, you can stream my music now on Pandora Radio if you are on Pandora. So you can just do a search for Rob Reed. It doesn't have a graphic as of today, I don't think. So Rob Reed with the question mark next to it, you probably got the right guy. And you can sample the 10 songs that I put out late last year with a few songs from my songwriting buddy, 20-year-old Kevin Linehart, who I'm sure I'll be interviewing here soon. If you are an artist and you're wondering how you can get onto Pandora Radio, well, they have something called the Music Genome Project. If you simply Google search and say, how can I get my music on Pandora, you'll find something that will give you all the details. And it was pretty easy. The hardest part is just making sure you have a product, a CD that has a UPC number on it. The UPC code, just a uniform product code, I think is what it stands for. And my music is submitted through TuneCore, TuneCore.com, where they, for a very cheap price, and get it on iTunes and Amazon and all that good stuff. And on Amazon, they actually, you could get a physical CD. You'll need to have a physical CD as well, and you'll need to provide that sample if they approve you. You initially submit 2 of your songs to Pandora. They get back to you. I think in my case, it took about 6 weeks. And then you have to just sign a 1-page agreement and submit an actual tangible CD. They rip your stuff and they put it on there. And it worked. And so, you know, I think it was probably, they haven't notified me that it's on. I just did a random check yesterday and happened to discover that it was on. Maybe that explains why there's no graphic next to it. They just haven't completed it yet. But it's all there. And so you can take a listen. And I'd appreciate if you became a fan and helped to support my ministry. And let me know what you liked. The production value on my previous project was low, because actually most of it was recorded sitting on my dining room table with my little MacBook laptop and my guitar. So check it out. Let me know what you think. If you are an artist and you'd like to be featured at WorshipWednesday.com, you just have to email me, rob@WorshipWednesday.com, and you'll definitely be up for consideration. Every Wednesday, we feature here on the podcast and on the website a worship artist that maybe you haven't heard of, for the purpose of helping you, a worship leader, to sing a new song. On that note, may I introduce to you Aaron Logan from Denton, Texas. Hi, everybody. It's Rob. I'm here with Brother Aaron Logan. Now, Aaron, how are you today?
Yeah, doing all right, Rob. Thanks for having me on.
Great. No, it's a pleasure. Thank you for participating. You're like the biggest artist in the United States I've had so far, you know, with number five, because you're signed by Tate Music Group. So congratulations on that.
Thanks. Yeah, it's exciting.
How did you get involved with Tate Music Group?
I actually tracked Tate down. I was looking for, I wanted to find a promotion company that could kind of take the marketing to another level. And so I was just doing a bunch of Google searches and found some different companies, and they were one of the ones that I found. And so I submitted some stuff to them and then called them up, and we talked and kind of went back and forth and, you know, shared my vision and what I was doing, and they listened to the music, and then it ended up working out. So they decided to run with the album. So it was very exciting.
Great. And your Twitter testimony essentially says that you grew up in a Christian family and you've been in church all of your life, but that you feel closer to God today than ever before. Now, that doesn't really, the Twitter testimony doesn't allow you to say too much, so you did a good job. Could you tell me a little bit about growing up Christian, and was there a moment where you really gave yourself even more to Christ?
Yeah, I think there was multiple times, really, and it's, you know, like you say, it's hard to capture everything in a short little phrase, because, you know, life's just a journey, and walking with God is a journey, and mm-hmm. there's been some ups and downs, you know, and when I was, I'm trying to remember how old I was, I think around middle school, high school age, I went on a couple mission trips where in South America where I really connected God with God at deeper levels, and that really impacted me. I did have some times, you know, where I felt like I distanced myself. Particularly, I can remember getting involved with a church. I went to a very large church during some of my college days, and it's very easy to get disconnected, you know, when you go to a big church. And I let myself do that, and I felt like my walk with God really suffered from that. And so, you know, I had to kind of refocus and regroup and then God ended up bringing me to the Bridge a few years ago and getting more involved with worship again after that. You know, so it's all a journey, you know.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. So you were brought to the Bridge. How did God bring you there and have you become the worship leader there, one of them?
Yeah, well, I ran into the pastor at the Bridge as a man I had known from years before. I'd done an internship with him when I was, I think, a senior in high school for a summer. And he had taken, I was in a Christian rock band, he had come to our church and we'd kind of met him, and he had taken us on a mission trip with him, and we really enjoyed getting to spend time with him. And so I've been connected with him before, and then we kind of lost touch, for a few years. And then I just ran into him again. We happened to both be at another church on a New Year's Eve. He was speaking there and I was just kind of a guest, singer for the worship. And we just ran into each other at this, church and just kind of reconnected, and he told me about the new church he was going to launch in Denton, Texas, and he was needing a worship leader and asked me to pray about it, and that's kind of how it all got started.
Now, how large is the Bridge in Denton, Texas?
It's about 250 people right now, so it's not huge and not small. It's growing slowly still, you know, but it's a great size.
Well, I was looking at your YouTube video channel, which is Aaron Logan Music. So it's youtube.com/AaronLoganMusic. And you were preparing for worship in the last video that you did there. Was that at the Bridge?
No, that's not our building. That's in that's a performance hall at the University of North Texas. And we're actually not meeting in that building. We're in another building at the university that's just across the street from that one. So, and we were in that building last year. So that's where we shot that video.
Yeah, I was saying, because that was a really nice building. I'm like, wow, this almost looks like mega church size, certainly from what I'm used to. Now, you're from Denton, Texas. Have you lived in Denton or in Texas all your life?
I have, yeah. I grew up in a small town, probably about 40 miles from Denton, and ended up going to college there at the university, and then I moved to Fort Worth for about 4 years, and then I ended up moving back up to Denton to be closer to the church. So, yeah, I've always kind of been around.
Well, then let me just give you my condolences as to your Texas Rangers. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, it was a heartbreaking loss, but well, I was very proud of them. We made it that far, you know.
Their first time there, so that was good. I'm sure you're a lifelong Texas Ranger fan.
Well, yeah, I'm not a diehard fan by any stretch of the imagination, but you know, I have, I mean, you know, you go to games. throughout your life when you live here, you know. So I have been to a lot of games, and I remember
and
the Nolan Ryan days.
You become a big homer when, you know, the Texas team. Like, I imagine you weren't much of a basketball fan, but then, you know, the Houston Rockets heyday, you were all over the Houston Rockets, right?
No, I didn't jump on the Rockets.
You didn't jump on that bandwagon. Okay. So,
no, I didn't jump on that one.
How long have you been songwriting?
Long time, probably since I was 11 or 12. But I haven't been writing praise and worship songs all that time. A lot of the writing I did when I was younger was just kind of really more Christian rock. But then I really got into more writing praise and worship when I came to the Bridge. God just kind of rebirthed a desire in me for that. So a few years now, I'd say.
Now, on your album, it's called Freedom Calls, which is available on iTunes. And I know that Freedom Calls is the title of a song on the album. But I wonder if there was a reason that you went with this particular title as the title of the project.
Yeah, it really, I guess it really described where I felt like I was at in my life and in the past couple of years, really what God had been doing. You know, like I said, I'd gone through a period of time where I'd kind of let myself distance, and I'd gotten disengaged at my church, and you know, that led to making a bad decision as far as, you know, getting in a relationship that I probably should have never gotten in the first place, and, you know, getting attached to a girl, and that ended up being something that didn't work out, you know, and I was trying to make it work. And so, you know, I had a lot of heartache and things I had to work through after all that, and it really all started with just letting myself get distanced and disconnected in the first place, and God really was doing a work in my heart through all that and just showing me some deeper things. And and so Freedom Calls really, I felt, described really the heart of the whole project. You know, that there's always deeper levels of freedom we can get to. There's always deeper levels of freedom that we can walk in, even if we've been a Christian our whole life, you know, and always been in church. There's always more freedom, and I think that's really God's heart for us, is to walk in that.
Amen. I mean, it's always, I've only been a Christian for maybe 4.5 years now, and I went through 36 plus years of my life not knowing God, but I've learned even in the 4 years that it's just a constant walk, and it's constantly learning new things and living a fulfilled life in that way, you know, through the ups and the downs. And thank God for Jesus when, you know, the downs, he's there for us. And so I'm glad.
Absolutely.
Your music is a great testimony to that, and I just wanted to tell you that I heard the song Offering, that's, you can stream that at your website, AaronLoganMusic.com. Fantastic song. I was wondering what inspired you to write that song.
Yeah, Offering, I guess Offering was kind of along the lines of, you know, like I said, God was really rebirthing in me a desire to write songs, and particularly praise and worship songs. And you know, I was involved now leading worship at the Bridge. And I guess that just kind of really came out of, I just wanted people to experience real freedom, you know, to worship God, and that song was, I guess the desire was something upbeat, something fun, but something that just really brings just kind of a lighthearted attitude of praise, you know, and that song just kind of came out of that.
And so on that song, Offering, I was listening to it, and I don't know if you've ever had comparisons to this particular vocalist, but it wasn't listed on your in your artist profile, some of your influences. But I heard some Maroon 5 lead singer there. Have you ever been compared to him?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've never been compared to them. I was a fan of their first album. I've seen them live a couple times. Not too crazy about the second one. You know, they went a little more on the pop genre, but... No, that's interesting. I've never got that
in all positivity. I mean, it's a great band, but there's a tonality to your voice that when I first heard it, I go, wow, it's at least in the song Offering, that I felt a little Maroon 5 there. So I just thought I'd throw that out. I didn't know if you know, right. I was coming out of left field. But some of your other musical influences you talked about, I'll talk to some secular ones. You know, the Goo Goo Dolls, Coldplay, Vertical Horizon. Can you talk a little bit about your musical influences throughout your life and how they shaped the music that you're writing today?
Sure, yeah. I think, well, on the one hand, I wasn't greatly exposed to a lot of different music growing up. You know, we only listened to Christian radio, and that kind of thing. And I did grow up, and I'm very thankful for this. I did grow up, you know, when I was a small kid, I remember my mom always playing Hosanna praise music in the house. And I would get my old trash cans and stuff and bang on them with spoons, pretend I was playing the drums. You know, I was very young, but I remember that still. And so I'm thankful for that. You know, as I got older and I did get a little more exposure, you know, as I started to grow up with some of my friends listening to some of these other bands, and those bands in particular, they really caught a sound that just resonated with me. You know, Goo Goo Dolls and Coldplay and Vertical Horizon. There's something about their melodies, their guitar tones, just the way they structured their songs, it just resonated with me. So I think they influenced just kind of the way I write and arrange songs.
Me too. I mean, we have some of the same influences, and I think a lot of Christian artists have very similar, especially when you go from acoustic-based type music, and you're going to look to those
right.
bands, particularly like the Goo Goo Dolls and things, which is some amazing acoustic guitar melodies. Now, as we're coming to a close now, Aaron, I was wondering, I saw on your website you are a strong proponent of love146.org, and I hadn't heard of that before, so can you tell the audience and myself a little bit more about that website and the organization?
Yeah, absolutely. Love 146, what they do is they really two things. They fight sex trafficking around the world, you know, working in the areas where they are, as far as trying to work with the local governments and authorities trying to stop human trafficking and the sex trade. And then they also work in the area of restoration, you know, when they do have kids that are rescued out of that or brought out of that, then they have safe homes they take them to and take them through a restoration process to restore their sense of self-worth, you know, and who they are and lead them to the Lord and get them educated. And it's a really an awesome thing. I mean, it's a true story of redemption for those kids, so something very strong in my heart.
Now, where can we find your music?
The main place right now would be iTunes. It is also up on Amazon if you want to do the MP3 downloads. We're going to be working on hard copies in stores, but that will depend on demand in the area, you know, so as we can hopefully try to push radio play around the country and maybe get out and play some more places, then maybe that will follow. But at the moment, it's really going to be iTunes will be the main hub for that.
Great. Well, I hope somehow in some small way this can help help that process. And, of course, I continue praying for you and your ministry. I thank you, Aaron, for your ministry and the things that you do. And I wish you continued success, bro.
Thanks, Rob. I really appreciate it.
Thank you again to Aaron Logan for that great interview. And we're going to be listening to that song he referenced before, that I referenced, that he sounded a little bit like Maroon 5, the song called Offering. Let me know what you think. Rob@worshipwednesday.com. If you go to a church and you have a worship leader there who songwrites and you want to get him or her some exposure, feel free to email me at rob@worshipwednesday.com with their contact information, or in particular, a website where we can hear some samples of their music. But I appreciate the folks that are subscribing now at iTunes. We've got a good number of subscribers to the podcast. And of course, you know, for this ministry to be successful and for me to expose worship leaders and worship songwriters that you may not have heard of, we've got to get more listeners. And so I rely on you guys to do that. And if you could post on your social network, on your Twitter or on your Facebook page or whatever it is, to say, come on, if you're into Christian worship, go check out worshipwednesday.com every Wednesday. I would greatly appreciate it, and that would be the best support that you could do for this ministry. Our Twitter is worshipwed. If you could subscribe there, you'll get updates, occasional Bible verses, whatever I happen to be reading that morning, and just in an effort to try and build up the brethren and potentially build and make new disciples. That's the goal for us all. That's what Jesus wants for us. So I hope in some way that this ministry can help contribute to that. If you don't know Jesus and you'd like to know Jesus, or you want to know the hope that I have in Jesus, feel free to email me also at rob@worshipwednesday.com. And I'll tell you, any questions you may have, just feel free to email me. God bless you. Here is Aaron Logan's Offering.
I was lost, you found me. I was empty. And I return to seek you. And I declare I need you. All my life depends on you, Lord. In your grace will I realize, as you show me life, yeah. And all my life is an offering now. You have me now, you have me. And I will lift my voice to sing now. You have me now, you have me. I was lost, you found me. I was empty, you filled me. I was broken, you healed me, Lord. And I return to seek you. And I declare I need you. And all my life depends on you, Lord. In your grace will I realize, as you show me life. And all my life is an offering now. You have me now, you have me. And I will lift my voice to sing now. You have me now, you have me. And all my life is an offering now. You have me. Have your way.